Big business is making some big plays in the alternative energy arena. Oil giant BP is teaming up with Caltech to make cheaper solar cells using nanotechnology. The company believes the novel process can help relieve the current worldwide shortage of silicon. And just when we were getting used to putting ethanol in our tanks, now there's a new biofuel coming down the pike. BP and DuPont have announced plans to start selling butanol. Now, if butanol sounds a lot like ethanol, it is. They are chemically related, but butanol delivers more miles to the gallon, it's not corrosive like ethanol, and it can be burned in gasoline engines without modifications. Right now, butanol costs more than gasoline, but there are new processes that could make it much cheaper, and that's what BP and DuPont seem to be counting on. Andy Aden is a process engineer at the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden, Colorado, and specializes in biomass energy sources. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
So, Andy, BP and DuPont say they're going to start selling this next year in Great Britain, but I'd never heard of butanol until they announced this deal.
I think it's actually caught quite a few people off guard, and people are asking the questions, should I be interested in this? Why is this special? How close is this to ethanol? How different is this to ethanol? I think it's got a lot of people asking a lot of questions, but I think that's a good thing.
What's really exciting about butanol?
The really exciting thing about butanol is the fact that we have another choice for a biofuel. Before out there, you know, we've had one choice for fuel. Well, a couple choices, gasoline or diesel. Now we've got choices in the form of E10 or E85, and these biofuels, in addition to being more beneficial for the environment, are becoming a lot more economically attractive with the high price of petroleum. Now you've got butanol coming onto the scene, and it gives consumers and even larger spectrum and diversity of choices for fuels. And that's something that we've never had in the United States before. And so it's really exciting.
How is the biobutanol that BP and DuPont are talking about, how is this different from the butanol being produced in the United States now by the chemical companies?
Well, butanol is currently produced from petroleum, specifically from either propylene or ethylene. DuPont is looking to do it biologically, doing it from biomass sources, either corn stalks and husks or corn or sugar beets, something along those lines. It's through a simple fermentative process that's actually been around for quite some time. This was done commercially, you know, back in the early 1900s through the 1950s to produce not only butanol but other solvents as well, acetone, ethanol, and other byproduct organic acids and such.
So the same process that makes butanol, in fact, can be used to make ethanol, huh?
Well, for biobutanol, and it's produced by a fermentation the same way that ethanol is produced by a fermentation. You just simply use different organisms. For ethanol, using a yeast, butanol is produced using a bacteria.
Explain for me, though, what the difference would be for consumers who go for these products. If there's ethanol coming out of one pump and butanol coming out of another, what's the choice that I should make as a consumer?
Well, maybe that's the case of asking the question of what benefits does butanol have over ethanol and vice versa. Butanol has a higher energy content than ethanol, pretty close to gasoline, within 85 or 90%. So you don't get into the lost fuel mileage issues that you do potentially with ethanol. That's one potential benefit for using it. Another one is that it integrates well into the existing fuel infrastructure with petroleum and gasoline.
Andy, I need you to help look inside the thinking process at DuPont and BP. They've announced this partnership to go forward to produce butanol as a fuel, sell it in the United Kingdom. What's their game plan? Are they going to use the old process that is used by chemical companies, or have they got a new process up their sleeve? And are they going to sell this just as butanol, or do you think they'll sell it as some kind of a blend?
If I were to get into their minds, I would say they'd probably be starting at some sort of, you know, fuel blend to meet the EU requirements for 2010. To be able to do it in the time frame they're talking about, which is within the next couple of years, they're going to have to use existing technology, perhaps tweaked, I guess is how they would probably say it. But it's going to be mostly based off of past research. But they do have, you know, being the large companies that both BP and DuPont are, they have the resources and the know-how to be able to throw personnel as well as other biochemical tools at this type of problem and really make some significant technological achievements.
I understand this gentleman, David Ramey of Environmental Energy, has come up with a new process to make butanol, and He's burned it, actually, in a car, driven it all the way across the country. What's his process, and how does that differ from the present process that's used when butanol is made for chemical reactions?
What David Ramey is doing to improve the process is to take the fermentation reaction and to separate it into two different reactions. So instead of having one bacteria that does this reaction inefficiently, he takes two separate organisms and separates them out into two reactions and does it more efficiently, where you can get potentially higher yields in a shorter amount of time.
Andy Aden is a process engineer at the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden, Colorado. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
Coming up, probing the depths of Lake Erie's dead zones. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.